This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. No Mike McCarthy presser today as they're doing the vaunted walkthrough. But my question for you is this. If the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl, although I already see people texting in when, not cool,
yeah,
but fair, who would you root for to win it all? Or would you just be like, football is dead to me? Or would there be a rooting interest for a team? Because I thought of at least one that I would be actively... Let's just say you go into the season knowing that the Cowboys won't win the Super Bowl. Save
God,
it.
What are you doing, man?
Save it. Mike, it's a new...
Mike, here's the problem with this segment.
I quit football once the Cowboys aren't the favorites or winning it all. Yeah. I just can't watch anymore.
Kev, I like you a lot, man. But this idea that they couldn't win the Super Bowl... It's baffling.
I don't even want to do the show anymore.
Yeah. This is a hypothetical. You know what? Yes, you do, because you have LaMadeline. You're going to be fine for a few
without
seconds.
Knowing the Cowboys are going to win it all, which I feel like they are every day of my life, I just don't know how to do this segment.
I'll try and fight through for it here because I respect you.
Let's say we lived in this magical world where they didn't win the Super Bowl.
It is a weird world.
It is a weird world. You're right.
I don't have a single NFC team that I would root for. Not a single one of them.
I hear you.
And the Saints, I'm out on the Saints this year just because I'm not quite sure where the Saints are living.
Who'd you root for, Philadelphia or New England? In the Super Bowl,
I had to go with New England because I didn't want to pull Philadelphia. As much as I hated that, I had to. Actually, I chose not to root, but if I was going to pick, I would rather New England win over Philadelphia. But then Philadelphia ended up winning. I do have two teams,
okay,
and I think both of them, Kevin, you could say I'm invested in.
Okay, I bet we have one of the same.
The Bengals is not one of them.
Oh,
unfortunately. No. Like, I would love to see it because that was really cool. But this year, I am going to go for the Colts because I've kind of been on this Colts train for a while. I would root for that. If Shaquille Leonard can come back, that'd be really awesome for him to go ahead and get that rocking. And the Bills.
Okay.
That, for them, for me, it's like this story of, they have the best fan base. Maybe not the best. I don't know who the best
fan
base.
They might have the best fan base.
But they have a committed fan base. They've been beaten up for years. They are at the point, Mike, where they have the best, what we consider one of the best quarterbacks. They put together a great offense. Their defense is, they are built through the draft. A lot of that team is built through the draft. And then they said, what do we need? Von Miller. Let's go buy Von Miller now.
Yeah.
And so they built that thing. And like we talk about the Rangers all the time. Hey, you built it wrong. You built it by buying the player first, and now you have to find out whether or not your guys are ready. They were like, we're going to draft Tre'Davious White, Josh Allen. We're going to get all these guys. Then we're adding Stephon Diggs and Von Miller. So for me, it's the Bills because I think like that's they need it, man.
Okay, and I see it from the 214-903 and then another 903. Bills, Bills, Bills. Though the last 903 said to rub it in the Cowboys' face. I would not be personally offended by that at all unless they beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Otherwise, we asserted our dominance over them, and that's perfectly fine.
Multiple times.
My answer, the Baltimore Ravens. Because
one reason only, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Is I like Lamar Jackson, and I feel like people treat Lamar Jackson unfairly, and if they won the Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson at the helm, I would be excited for that, not only from a card investment standpoint, but just I would be excited because that's a guy that I've been rooting for, and for him to prove everybody wrong, that would be awesome.
At the end of this year, let's just say Baltimore doesn't win it all, and they don't really get that close, would you trade Dak Prescott for Lamar Jackson and be thinking that we have a better chance to win in Dallas if we had Lamar Jackson?
I don't know if I would. I think they're like kind of in that same general area.
I was wondering like kind of your thoughts on where Lamar Jackson sits in
and
the,
it was the part,
hierarchy of quarterbacks.
I think they're pretty similar, but it was the part where you said and they weren't particularly close either. Then
I mean,
like
they went 10-7 or 11-6 and made the playoffs but didn't do any damage.
I mean, the one potential benefit I could see to that is like Lamar Jackson has never had anywhere near the weapons that Dak Prescott has had at his disposal at times. So I wonder if that would make a difference. But yeah, I would absolutely be rooting for the Ravens.
Well, I'm rooting for. I literally am rooting for this.
I think I can guess this. Is it the Chargers?
No.
Oh.
Who is in their division, though?
Oh, the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Broncos.
Yeah. I want to see.
You like Patrick Mahomes.
I want to see Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again. So for me, that's what I'm rooting for this year. I would love to see. If this is Tom Brady's last year, which I'm gonna think it is. I know that he can come back again and be retired for a month and go, this isn't the best thing. Like, I ate strawberries and I'm ready to stop eating them.
Is that all that he's got on his list? He's like, I saw the kids, ate a strawberry, I'm done.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm back.
Saw the kids.
I just think the greatest quarterback somewhat of all time versus maybe the next great one in NFL history, they met in the Super Bowl. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, they didn't block for him. I don't know if they blocked for him one play. But I would love to see it again, and I'd almost love to see that Patrick Mahomes beats Tom Brady, and like there's this handshake in the end of like, I know Tom Brady would have a tough time
shaking
hands.
He would never do it.
But like there's this passing of the torch of almost, I am the greatest. I will probably always be the greatest because it's tough to get to my number. Seven, right? Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many disputed, but yes.
And Tom Brady goes out not as a champion, but as making it to the Super Bowl one last time. And the guy that kind of takes over the spot as the great one for the next 10 years or so wins it all. So that's what I'd like to see happen in the NFL this year is Kansas City versus Tampa one more time in the Super Bowl. But this time, Patrick Mahomes wins it all.
Almost right on cue from the 214, if not the Cowboys, then the Chiefs. Then we get some love for Corey's selection from the 817. The Colts. Is it Matt Ryan? Is it Jonathan Taylor? It just goes back to what you were talking about, them building it up the right way. Do you have a favorite Colts player now?
No, I think I am probably bullish on Matt Ryan still being good and the fact that the Falcons were that bad last year. I know Matt Ryan is not quite what he was, but I think that he's still got some, like, he's very smart. He's a heady player. And he never really, like, when Shanahan left, he didn't quite have that running game. That team fell apart. So I think having a running game like he has, I think they're going to be a quality team. I think people are kind of sleeping on them. I was bullish about this last year, though, with Wentz. I was like, this is Wentz's chance.
Yeah.
And then Wentz was Wentz. I think Matt Ryan is a far superior quarterback to Wentz. And that team can be that good. They got to buy in on the guy.
I actually thought you were going to say the Saints, and did you see they were doing surveys across the NFL? There was an anonymous NFL source that said he thinks Justin Herbert is a bigger Aaron Rodgers, which, like, that's horrifying if you're not a Chargers fan. It's like, oh, yeah, he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, but he might be even bigger.
A larger version can do all those things, man. That might be the true comparison of what Justin Herbert is that, you know, if he can learn the game as well as Aaron Rodgers and understand all those things.
With the psychedelic drugs. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily that part, but just, you know, the ability to calm and maybe that's, it depends on what his lifestyle is. I don't know what his lifestyle is. He's a West Coast guy, you know? We had Jim Gray on and he...
Aaron Rodgers isn't a West Coast guy? We had Nance on.
When you live in Wisconsin, are you a West Coast guy?
But he's from California.
Yeah. You know what? I'm done talking now. Thanks, Reggie.
Well, oh, man. Reggie is rude. But I support you talking.
That's fair.
I like what Reggie did. You know why?
God, Mike, that's...
He said that stupid word today about marshmallows.
That was like an hour ago.
Mike? How's it spelled? There's no E in mallow, all right? Yeah.
Karma comes around.
Spelled marshmallow.
Reggie threw it in your face, and now you have to take it for the rest of the show.
I just want to let you know this.
You just
not
live
represent.
Inside your soul with that. That Reggie just took it right
to
you.
Spell marshmallow.
He just dunked all over your face. Your nose is bleeding. I see your jock strap, which obviously you don't wear.
Okay, Mike, right, I got now, it. The views rim. Of Mike do not represent the views of the rest of the show.
He just mollowed on your times. Like
what?
He just mollowed you.
Said it. You just said mollow.
Yeah, I know. Just to show you how it feels.
Wouldn't it be mallow?
Reggie, where's Aaron Rodgers from?
Oh, he's from Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's move on from that to
the Bay Area.
I do see.
Oh my God.
I see Corey's face.
I do see a lot of people rooting for the Chargers. I'm glad that some people have said the Ravens. I also even see votes for the Titans and the Texans.
Why?
Because they're from Houston.
Yeah, that's what I think is there's some.
Yeah, but why the Titans then?
Because they're saying they used to be, the extrapolation there is that they used to be the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, but nobody likes them for that reason.
I'm expressing
okay.
the experiences of the fan texters.
My bad, Kevin. It's not your fault.
I am not. You better watch it. Because you already heard his feelings.
Oh.
I am not here.
Chico, California is like 5 hours away from the Bay Area, by the way. Not even close to the coast.
Right there.
Oh my God! All right,
back to you, Kevin.
You know
Reggie,
what?
I still feel like you won, Mike.
Because of that, I am now actively rooting against the Chiefs now, just because of this. I wasn't before.
My life has been changed. Kevin's rooting against the Chiefs. What am I supposed to do?
Holy!
We're rooting for Lamar Jackson. That would be your not rooting for the
yes,
Chiefs.
Yes, exactly. And I would really, really, really like to see Lamar Jackson win right there. I'm a huge Steelers fan.
That is now, weird.
That's weird.
That you were a
You've
Steelers
changed?
Fan.
From the 254 Denver. Too much Russ slander. That is interesting to me.
This is a chance to prove it, man.
Denver and the Raiders is, because you know the discussion of is Russell Wilson done? And then with the Raiders, it feels like you never really got like Raiders time, and they're like the time is now.
If Russell Wilson, what does he have to do this year then to shut up all the Russell Wilson slander? Because if he doesn't do it, like if he doesn't, the offense doesn't run the right way, do you go, well, I mean, it's first year in this offense? Or you go, well, I mean, that's just what Russell Wilson is at that point.
Yeah, I think you have to at least win a playoff game. Which, I mean, if you make it out of that division, make it to the playoffs and win a playoff game, I think that shows some good evolution or some good advancement. Although I do also think whether it's Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, whoever, people have drawn their line in the sand on certain players, certain quarterbacks. That's how it always happens. And if you don't win at all, you didn't do anything. I think that would be a hard argument to make if Russell Wilson took Denver to the Super Bowl.
Or even the conference championship.
Yes. Even if they lost, I think it would be hard to argue that, like, see, told you Russell Wilson wasn't the guy. I would argue quite the opposite. But same thing with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Like, if they make it to the AFC Championship game, I will take a step back, depending on how they got there, and wonder about reevaluating whether it's Carr or just all bowing down to their wide receiver greatness now or whatever the case might be.
I think it's my time to shine, fellas.
Yeah, you already shined earlier in the segment.
Thanks.
It again.
From the 214 Detroit Lions, because I feel bad for Detroit. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel bad. They deserve it. They've earned this.
Why?
An organization, they are wildly unserious and they deserve all the bad things that have happened to them. In the 21st century, so in the year of our Lord 2000, right? They've had four winning seasons. Four of them.
Whoops, again?
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Lions, yeah.
Four winning seasons. Three of them were by Jim Caldwell, who they unceremoniously fired to hire who? Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
They deserve all of the bad things that are happening.
I did see, by the way, I think it was RJ Ochoa pointed out that Jared Goff has been on Hard Knocks. This is his seventh year. He's been on Hard Knocks three times.
What?
And was also on All or Nothing.
Wait, what?
Jared Goff has been on Hard Knocks three times. Says he was on with the Rams, I guess, two times.
Oh.
He's now on with Detroit. And then he was also in the All or Nothing series.
Wow.
Once. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Now, I don't know if I want to root for the Dolphins or not because of this preposterous quote from Roger Goodell. Now, we talked about earlier, he dropped the hammer on Deshaun Watson and talked about why they made the appeal and everything like that. But when he talked about the Dolphins, quote, The integrity of the game is critically important. I think the findings are very clear. This is about the Dolphins. And while tanking clearly did not happen here, we all have to understand our words and our actions have implications. We have to be very careful. Why? If there was clearly no tanking involved, why do you have to be careful? What words is he talking about? Mm-hmm. What is he even saying with this? Okay.
Can't say tank.
Well, but either the owner said tank games or he didn't. Mm. Because if he did and they didn't tank, he was still trying to get them to tank.
What if he was in a room and he just said, you know, should we tank? Now, is that considered
It'd
the owner?
It'd be great if someone tanked games.
Yeah, now the owners put it out there, like the idea. Is that a suggestion or is that a question?
I think that's a suggestion. I think you are actively discussing or trying to tank games. So the idea that Roger Goodell is like, no, well, clearly nobody tanked. Well, not because of lack of trying from the owner. Mm-hmm. The coach didn't tank. The players didn't tank. The owner tried to incentivize them. What are we even talking about?
Tanking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.